Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
What's up, folks? Welcome to NinosCorner.tv. I'm joined with the Ghost, and we're here to set the record straight. Ghost, thank you for joining me once again. Let's talk about this eclipse that's coming. There's a lot of stuff happening. We just witnessed on 3/22, a very powerful date, by the way, Skull and Bones date, that the Moscow massacre happened, and we knew this was coming to these psychopaths for certain reasons. And if you're part of NinosCorner.tv, you know exactly what I'm talking about. On FluffTube, I got to be a little vague on everything, so forgive me, folks. It's the way it is. But it looks like they're telegraphing some kind of chaos that's coming during this eclipse. Now, could something happen? Yes. Could something not happen? Right. Nothing could happen at all. But it's good to put it out there and put this to rest, because should something happen, Ghost? I don't believe anything should happen at all, because I've seen, I don't know, a handful of eclipses in my lifetime, and nothing's ever happened during an eclipse in my due to my experiences. So this is all very this seems to me like they're spinning narratives, and they're trying to have an excuse for something to happen. Ghost, thank you for joining me.
Oh, always good to be with you, brother. And thank you. Yeah, let's look at the eclipse, for example. All of the states that are announcing school closings along the path of this eclipse. Why? That's never happened before. Right? Is that being done to just add confusion, or is that being done for a reason? They claim, you know, traffic jams, kids not, you know, protecting kids' eyes, all of this. Well, the last eclipse, you know, they were handing out, you know, the little paper glasses that you could watch it through safely. Well, why wouldn't you have kids in school and make it a wonderful time for a science project? And I've heard,
are they telling the kids to stay home?
Yeah, they're giving them a day off.
For an eclipse. This is the first time I've ever heard that for an eclipse.
Yeah. Have you heard of that before?
Never.
Yeah, I haven't either, to my recollection. You know, maybe somewhere some school did, or they used it as a science. It's great for a science project, you know, to teach the kids about a solar eclipse.
Says here, Ghost, FAA issues warning for air travel disruptions during total solar eclipse on April 8th. Makes no sense to me at all. Says here,
that too.
Right. The celestial event set to cast a path of totality across 13 states is anticipated to impact air travel operations before, during, and after the eclipse, according to the aviation agency. This is the first time I've ever heard of anything like this. The FAA indicated that the eclipse effects on U.S. airspace are anticipated between approximately 2:30 p.m. and 3:40 p.m. Eastern Time. At this time, some 32 million people in North America are expected to witness the rare event, which is anticipated to be the most watched solar eclipse in history. There's a lot of propaganda sent and a lot of hoopla, a lot of hype goes around this eclipse.
Exactly. And then, you know, the deploying of, you know, Nuclear Regulatory Commission personnel to Oklahoma. Well, if you remember the Karen Silkwood case, some people might, it's that it was a uranium processing plant that was contaminating the surrounding environment and water supplies. Well, they're still finding the claim is they're still finding radioactivity in the water supply. But Oklahoma happens, if you look on the continental U.S. map, Oklahoma and Kansas are very center. And if you're going to do an EM pulse event, 150, 200 miles above, that location would be the ideal place to do it to affect the largest part of the continental U.S. into Canada and even Mexico. But is that the case? You know, no one knows. It's and kids staying home and airlines being warned when a lot of planes are hardened to the point to where, unless they're very, very close to an EM.
I was in a lightning storm. I was in a lightning storm over the ocean on my way to Australia, and that was the scariest plane ride I've ever been on. And the plane was going sideways, up and down, lightning bolts all over the place. And we made it out. You know, I don't see how an eclipse it's going to be worse than that.
Yeah. I mean, planes are designed to be, to basically take a lightning strike and keep on going, no problems.
So let me ask you this.
Fiber, they put a metal netting in the carbon fiber to do just that, conduct that electricity, let it pass through the plane. So that's kind of suspect. It's kind of weird, just a lot of the things. Like there's a whole lot of red herrings being thrown out there at the same time. Like I mentioned when we were talking briefly before, little rumblings of bubonic plague and white lung in China, bubonic plague here, Oregon case, New Mexico case, or a couple of cases, things like that.
So do you think maybe this is, and here's what I'm thinking, here's where my mind's going with this, as sketchy as this seems, do you think it's more like look over here, not over there? While we're all busy looking at the eclipse and paying attention to the eclipse, something else happens that we're not paying attention to?
I think the probability for that is higher than anything a solar eclipse will do.
I mean, maybe they take down our financial system.
You know, oh yeah, something happened. You know, what are they going to do? Couple a flare? Plane event, solar flare with it. I just don't know how those pieces would fit. They just don't. So you've got, you know, look over here. Don't look at the border. Don't look at the banking system. Don't look at what's happening in D.C. Don't look at the crazy nonsense this New York prosecutor is doing with Donald Trump. Don't look at all these things. And especially the border on the southern border, Texas especially. No, don't look here. You know, get worked up. Your kids will stay home from school. And this comes on the tail of, you know, what was either a drill or an actual attack on a few weeks ago when half the East Coast went down and there were blotchy sections throughout the country. So it's these kinds of things where people really have to dig down and really go inside and find that point of discernment and say, okay, what's fluff and BS and what could possibly be real in all of this? You know,
well, here's something else, Ghost, is it says here, massive comet with outbursts of brightness makes its approach towards the sun. So as this eclipse is happening, here comes a comet that they're saying. And listen, I don't believe any. I don't even believe half the shit, honestly, Ghost. NASA is just looking toward the lower west, northwest part of the sky near the constellation Pisces at the end of the twilight. See the comet of this.
These visits have helped.
A 7-year orbit or
a 71-year long orbit.
71. What's the name of this comet?
It says here, I just went back. I think it's
Yeah, I've been dealing
12P with 12P Pons Brooks. NASA said the comet 12P Hans-Brooks is racing towards its closest approach to the sun on a 71-year-long orbit. The orbit takes it as far away as the orbit of Neptune and as close as the orbit of Venus. But because the orbit is tilted, the space agency said there's no chance of a collision with Earth. But, you know, how do you know they won't use this as an excuse of something like, well, you know, the eclipse with the comet caused, I don't know, an earthquake?
Yeah, I mean,
you know, I'm just looking at their mindset, yeah. Like what they're going to blame everything on.
Yeah, because people have tied the 1811 New Madrid series of quakes, which I think was December 11th, on in 1811, three of them. In that new, if you look on a map and you see the New Madrid fault area, it's kind of a blob shape. And between December and January, there were three major quakes that caused, you know, a lot of geological disruption. The sand banks of the river changed. It affected the Mississippi River. Homes then that had stone and brick fireplaces fell down. It did a lot of damage, a hell of a lot of damage. Those three quakes.
Well, was that during, you know, Juanito said that was during an eclipse at that time, the last time that this eclipse took place. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if I misheard him. I would ask my audience to.
I'm going to actually look to confirm that, take a look at that after, you know, the broadcast, because it's possible that there was an eclipse in that period of time, in that December, you know, January, February time frame, just like now it's in April. It's possible.
So 7.2, 8.2 on December 16th, 1811, followed by, the beginning of the initial earthquake of moment magnitude was 7.2 to 8.2 on December 16th, 1811, followed by moment magnitude 7.4 aftershock on the same day. Two additional earthquakes of similar magnitude followed in January and February 1812. Right. I don't know, Ghost. I feel like, look, could this be a big nothing burger? Absolutely. That's what I'm expecting. But there's just so much press coming out, so much mainstream garbage coming out on this, that I feel like maybe we should take heed and, like, maybe people should kind of hunker down. I don't know. I
would. I'd keep my head on a swivel, and I would be prepared, because, yeah, if the press is making such a big deal about these events, that means they want your attention directed there. What did Joseph Goebbels preach? Repeat, repeat, repeat. You know, and the bigger the lie, the more you repeat it, the more people believe it. Well, getting minds to focus on these red herrings is what I see happening. Again, you're talking about basic PSYOP operations. But what do they don't want people looking at? Banking, any type of Wall Street shenanigans, any type of movements on the border that are unexpected. It could be any number of things that have nothing to do with eclipse. And, you know, I understand that the caution in aviation, but pilots are used to, you know, these guys are good at what they do, and they're used to flying day or night. Okay, the eclipse would be like heavy cloud cover, or even if it went very dark in along the 100% line, they still have the capability to operate the aircraft. What about an eclipse would affect that, unless it was coupled with a solar flare? And I think at this point,
what if they say the comet caused the solar? I mean, this is just, to me, sounds like very well orchestrated planning, and they're going to use this eclipse. Look, it's all, we know what's coming. We know it's an election year. We know some things are coming. Could this be the start, the kickoff of all of it?
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
I'm saying, I'm just trying to raise attention for my audience, everyone out. Yeah, that's all I'm saying is, could this be the kickoff to the big game?
Yeah, there's that. I can't say no to that possibility. There is that possibility, and you know, it's going to be interesting to see how that day comes and goes, and you know, if there are any quakes or any trouble with you know, aviation.
Or look how they have the fact checkers out. Fact check: do eclipses trigger storms, quakes along the path of totality? And then they're going into it already, man. The upcoming total solar eclipse will be witnessed by millions of Americans in April, as led to a stream of baseless conspiracy theories, including the government is planning to, you know, blah blah blah. The event. The total eclipse will be experienced in 13 states on April 8th, a rare astronomical event in noon daylight hours. So what's your thoughts, Brian? Ghost, do you think that that this is something that we should, do you think people should stay home and just kind of hunker down for a little bit? Do you think, no, just go about your day, don't worry about anything? What do you think? Or should we take precaution on this?
You know, to be honest with you, I would say take precaution the way things are going, the direction things are going. Again, remember a couple of years ago, we said events are going to get more and more in frequency and in oddity. If you can take the day off, take the day off. Be prepared. If you feel that, you know, if someone's internal sensations tell them, yeah, I'm going to take that day off, and you know, maybe even, you know, protect some of your electronics, for example. Very easy to do. And there's plenty of sources out there that can tell you how to do it, from using simple tin trash cans lined with cardboard and wooden blocks, and to unhooking the battery leads to your car, if you know, and then covering.
I mean, they put out preparation guides for this damn thing. I've seen school systems put out preparation guides, businesses, and I've read it online. You know, fill up with gas, get drums of gas, fill up with, get water and food. Make sure you got batteries. Really, for an eclipse, that doesn't sound right to me at all.
Right.
I've never seen or heard anything like this on any other eclipse.
Eclipses are always a fun thing to look forward to. It's you know, a rare astronomical event. Not that rare, but rare enough that, you know, I remember years ago, people would have eclipse barbecues and stuff like that. But where all of this serious caution is being put out to the public tells me that it's not the eclipse. The eclipse is just going to happen as a natural solar event.
Can I give my thoughts?
Something else is in the works.
And here's what I think is going to happen. Nothing. I don't think anything's going to happen. I think this is going to be like a Y2K situation. And the reason they're making a big deal out of this is to get all the conspiracy theorists on board, jumping at this, causing panic. And then when nothing happens, they're like, see, told you so, nothing happened. And then something happens a month, 2 months later, when all our defenses are down. Do you get what I'm saying? So in other words, make a big deal out of this, then nothing happens. And then 2-3 months later, something does happen and people are just caught off guard. What's your thoughts on that?
I think you're spot on. But I think at this point, being the election year that it is, and all of the the corruption and shenanigans we've seen so far, and that will continue. I would say for people to be prepared every day for some type of mass event. It just seems it's in the cards. They've been pressing. They're behind schedule. Let's say the opposition. They want to take down. They're a lot working on what will come with the banking system to be a smoother transition, less traumatic. But there are some who want it to be traumatic. And the land grabs, the farm issues, all of this.
And if they can blame it on disruptions from the solar eclipse, they're out. If they can blame it on the solar eclipse, then they're out of the, you know, they're out of the dark. They're fine. They're like, well, see, not us. It was a solar eclipse. It was a natural event, and we just weren't ready. You get what I'm saying? That's, to me, is like so obvious.
Yeah, but what are geophysicists and astrophysicists saying about the event? Are they echoing, you know, these crazy claims that are coming out that, oh, the solar eclipse is going to cause XYZ problems? I don't see. What I see out there is a lot of just plain crap being put out and put out and put out. And people need to be careful into buying into it, not saying don't be prepared for any number of events that could happen. But, you know, take it with a grain of salt. Use, keep cool about it. Use your discernment. Really look into these. If you don't understand the nature of these things, look into the science of it and the past history. And, you know, then say to yourself, what could this be a mask for? What could this be a diversion for? Could be a diversion for any number of things that could be far, far worse than a simple solar.
I think I'm going to go with my gut. I think there could be some disturbances, disruptions, whatever. But I'm gonna say nothing happens, and something happens later when everyone's defenses are down. I think people need to really be. And I'm gonna put this warning out there. I'm gonna say this to my audience: if you have kids, or you are a kid, and you're getting ready to go to some music festivals or big public gatherings, I would say refrain from that this year. What about you, Ghost? Do you agree with me on that one? I think maybe stay away this year, because it's politically just too hot, and there's a lot of shenanigans getting ready to take place, and you don't want to be stuck in some kind of crazy crossfire or have your wits about you. I just think right now it's just good to sit it out just this year.
I agree completely. You know, no harm in that. Taking a day down, getting your little, you know, if you've got your eclipse glasses from the last one, that was a few years ago. That was a pretty cool event, you know, but not that traumatic. I would say, I personally, and I'm, you know, those close to me, I'm saying just sit home. Take a day off if you can.
Well, not just a day off. I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm talking about festivals, like upcoming spring festivals, summer festivals, music. I say, man, sit it out this year, because we are coming into, you know, this cycle, this election, and I don't trust any of it right now. And I think it's probably better just to sit it out this year and just, you know, if you got to do it next year, the year after that, go for it. But I think this year, I think it's not a bad idea to sit it out. And I'm going to bet you, Ghost, I have a feeling nothing's going to happen on this solar eclipse. But then a month or 2 months later, a lot of shit starts happening.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just where my gut is.
In the cyber realm, because we are woefully unprotected in many ways in that world. And we're talking about essential services. We're talking about water, gas, gasoline, you name it. Any active systems that supply these things. And of course, the internet and subweb, and where transactions usually are bulk of the subweb, and just the internet in general, things going down. And these will be man-made, if that's. And then this is, you know, I think the opposition is afraid to really press the disease card again, because a lot of people are not going to comply. They're not going to believe it. And yes, things like bubonic plague, since the first recorded incidents of any major import back, I think, in 1350, you know, one third of Europe died from. And it's, you know, all of that stuff, the drama that they can easily impart to the public that panics when they hear it. Number one, don't panic. Really, then start saying, okay, what's the genesis of this? Why now? Why is it being mentioned now? And start digging. And dig with an open mind, but a very discerning mind. And, you know, if I had hard information to offer, I'd give it now, but I just don't. But, you know, the rest, until this election year is concluded, and hopefully far better than the past numerous election cycles, and with better oversight and involvement of possibly agencies and entities such as military that are not usually involved in these things, because how can anyone claim we are not under foreign attack?
Hold on, let's not go into that.
Well,
right, let's go to the back right. channel. Let's continue it over there, because I don't want to even touch that on FluffTube. So. Okay. All right. So could this be a big nothing burger? It absolutely could. It could be, nothing could happen. And I think probably that's the most, you know, I think that's going to be the most obvious. I think that's going to be the scenario here. I think nothing's going to happen, but then it's going to lower people's defenses to where something happens probably weeks later, a month later, who knows? Because if you make such a big deal about this ghost, anything else people are going to pay attention to. If this falls flat on its face, everyone's going to go, just remember what they were saying about Y2K. Remember what they said about the eclipse.
Yeah.
And remember, so then after this, it's like, they're not going to listen. I don't know. This is a audience. Tell me what you think. Give me your opinions down below. You think anything's going to happen? Do you think nothing's going to happen? Do you think it could lead to another event where something does happen? Give me your thoughts. Ghost, thanks for joining me, man.